Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 97th UIEPT. Today, on the 30th of May, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
The new neighbors have just moved in.
Maybe we should call on them.
According to the woman, what should they do? Number 2.
You know, I'm really enjoying this class now.
I am too. At first it was kind of boring, but now it's turning into something fascinating.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
I heard you had a bad headache this morning.
Yes, but I think I'm getting over it now.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I'd like to stop smoking, but it's really hard for me.
Well, at least you should try to cut down.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
Why was the client unhappy?
The lawyer turned down his case.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
I really like Marcia.
Me too. She is just so friendly with everyone.
What does the man say about Marcia? Number 7.
Are you going out or staying here tonight?
I can't go out. I have to look after the children.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Did you see in the paper this morning that one section of the factory is closing down today?
Yes, and some of the workers will be laid off.
What does the man say about the workers? Number 9.
I heard that you're trying out for the football team. Won't that be difficult?
Yes, but I'm really going to try to pull it off.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I locked the keys in the car again.
Oh, I don't know why I put up with you.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
We've been talking about the art world of the late 19th century in Paris, and today I'd like to look at the women who went to Paris at that time to become artists. Now, from your reading, what do you know about Paris, about the art world of Paris during the late 19th century?
People came there from all over the world to study.
It had a lot of art schools and artists who taught painting. There were... Our book mentions classes for women artists, and it was a good place to go to study art.
If you wanted to become an artist, Paris was not a good place to go. Paris was the place to go, and women could find skilled instructors there. Now, before the late 19th century, if they, women who wanted to become artists, had to take private lessons or learn from family members, they had more limited options than men did. But around 1870, some artists in Paris began to offer classes for female students. These classes were for women only. And by the end of the 19th century, it became much more common for women and men to study together in the same classes. So within a few decades, things had changed significantly. Okay, let's back up again and talk about the time period from the 1860s to the 1880s and talk more about what happened in women's art classes. In 1868, a private art academy opened in Paris, and for decades it was probably the most famous private art school in the world. Its founder, Rodolphe Julien, was a canny businessman, and quickly established his school as a premier destination for women artists. What he did was, after an initial trial period of mixed classes, he changed the school policy. He completely separated the men and women students.
Any reason why he did that?
Well, like I said, Julien was a brilliant businessman with progressive ideas. He saw that another small private art school, where all the students were women, was very popular at that time, and that's probably why he adopted the women-only classes. These classes were typically offered by established artists and were held in the studio, the place where they painted. This was a big deal, because finally women could study art in a formal setting. And there was another benefit to the group setting of these classes. The classes included weekly criticism, and the teacher would rank the art of all the students in the class, from best to worst. How would you like it if I did that in this class?
No way.
But our textbook said that the competition was good for women. It helped them see where they needed to improve.
Isn't that interesting? One woman artist, her name was Marie Bashkirtseff. Bashkirtseff once wrote how she felt about a classmate's work. She thought her classmate's art was much better than her own, and it gave her an incentive to do better. Overall, the competition in the women's art classes gave women more confidence. Confidence that they could also compete in the art world after their schooling. And even though Bashkirtseff couldn't study in the same classes as men, she was having an impact as an artist. Just look at the Salon. What do you know about the Salon?
It was a big exhibition, a big art show that they had in Paris every year. The art had to be accepted by judges.
It was a big deal. You could make a name for yourself.
You could have a painting or sculpture in the Salon and go back to your home country saying you'd been a success in Paris. It was sort of a seal of approval. It was a great encouragement for an artist's career. And by the last two decades of the 19th century, one-fifth of the paintings in the Salon were by women, much higher than in the past. In fact, Marie Bashkirtseff herself had a painting in the Salon in 1881. Interestingly, this masterpiece, called In the Studio, is a painting of the interior of Julien's art school. It's not in your textbook. I'll show you the painting next week. The painting depicts an active, crowded studio with women drawing and painting a live model. It was actually, Bashkirtsev actually followed Julien's savvy suggestion and painted her fellow students in a class at the school with the artist herself at the far right. A great advertisement for the school when the painting eventually hung at the salon, for a women's studio had never been painted before.
This is the end of the recording.